man, here we go again.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
That's what I said.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
You're fat.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, it's Friday already. By the way, I know people listening all over the world here on Fat to Fit or Else. Thank you so much for that. But the bulk of the people are here in Southern California, and let me tell you, you are effing screwed today, Friday. If you're listening to this on Friday, we are screwed. It is traffic hellapalooza in Los Angeles today. It's an amazing week for sports fans, but Friday in particular is going to be bad. We got game one of the World Series Friday. Starts at 5 p.m. at Dodger Stadium, which is just a little north of downtown Los Angeles. Then you come as the crow flies maybe a mile from Dodger Stadium to downtown L.A., where the Crypto.com arena is, and the Lakers will be playing the Phoenix Suns on Friday at 7. Then come about another... Then fly, or let's say, 2 miles further south from there in a straight line. This is all a straight line. And you will hit the LA Coliseum, where in a very rare Friday night, USC is playing Rutgers in a home game. And that's all simultaneous. And that happens. You know how Fridays are. So we get, you know, the early traffic on Fridays. But we're going to have people trying to get into those three events. It's effed. That's all rush hour time on Friday. And for me, my work is East LA. My home is the very far west side. So I have to go through that to get home. And I'm tempted to go to the homeland. I'm tempted just to go to Downey and hang out with my peoples, mi gente. That's what I'm thinking about just going home for a little while, see my parents, see El Taco, see all my favorite Downey spots. Maybe go hang out at the mall for a minute. Like, I seriously don't want to. And traffic has been bad this week because, let's face this, if you drive westbound at 5 o'clock in the last week, the sun's in your face. And I have the sun in my face going to work a little bit. Now, I take that back. I don't. I have darkness because I leave really early. So I have darkness. And then as it comes up, it's right there, but I'm already just getting to work by the time the sun really starts to peak up. And it's sucks. It's F traffic up. This has been a bull freaking crap week of driving home. It's taken me about an extra 15 minutes longer because people, you know, the freeway kind of curves a little and it'll turn and then the sun's right there. And everybody slams on their brakes like they're all going to die. It's like, you know, just pull your visor down, put your shades on, and gas it, mofo. I got to get home. But nobody does that. It's going to be fun. Hey, also, tonight, the Rams beat the Minnesota Vikings, which was a really good game. And that was at SoFi. So we had that tonight. And then at SoFi tomorrow night, in the middle of all of this crap going on in downtown, SoFi has the East LA Classic, speaking of East LA, which is Garfield High School versus Roosevelt High School. It's a pretty cool event. They do it at SoFi. It's a big, you know, rivalry there in Los Angeles. And both teams this year are having, it's their homecoming for both teams as well. So, and, you know, obviously not going to be 60,000 people there, but they'll be, you know, you could get 20,000 in there. So that is all there on And also on Saturday, the Lakers are playing again, but that will be the only thing going on in town. So there is a lot of crap going on. No. Friday, besides the East LA Classic going on at SoFi Stadium, next door to that, you've got a concert at the Forum. And then you've got, the Kia Forum has two night performances from ELO, the old school classic rock band. And then next door at the Intuit Dome, where the Clippers owner owns it, you also have some English dude named David Gilmore there on Friday. So Friday, you've got three events at over by LAX. So if you're in the Inglewood area, you've got an event at SoFi, an event at the Intuit Dome, and then an event at the Kia Forum. So three events going on at the same time over there, and then the three massive events going on downtown at the same time. That is six events in Los Angeles, all revolving around rush hour. So just get ready for that. It's going to suck donkey balls is what it's going to suck. Big, giant donkey balls. And speaking of donkey balls, too, I heard someone talk about this. I know who it was. I talked to Mean Spiral Lady that told me this. She was the first one to tell me this, and now I've heard others talk about it. If you go to the Intuit Dome, which is the brand new beautiful stadium of the Los Angeles Clippers built by their owner, Steve Ballmer, you're effed. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No cash accepted, no credit cards accepted. You have to download an Intuit Dome app to your phone, and then you can load your credit cards into that, and you can only use your phone, but not Apple Pay. You cannot use Apple Pay. So you have to download an app, or you can't buy anything when you get there. So you can go in, and you got your tickets, which are probably also on your phone, and that's how they do it. That's effed. That's seriously effed. Like, I'm old. I don't know how to do that stuff. I pay for nothing on my phone. You know what I use my phone for? I say hello, what's up, yo. I send texts. I look at booby pictures. I do social media on there. And that's advanced for me. In fact, I was doing stuff with my boss on Sunday, and his son had called me and said, hey, send me your location. And I said, you know I'm old, right, dude? And he laughs, and then 2 seconds later, my phone goes dink, and it was like, he's requesting your location. So I go, okay, cool. Then I hit okay, and then it just sent him my location, because I don't know how to do that. I'm an old-ass man. I'm over 50. I'm old. Old school, because I'm an old fool. That's so cool. You don't know nothing about that. That's some 80s right there. That's some 80s rap, yo. So anyway, that is all the fun out there. We are in the final stretch for the election, thank God. This will be the last weekend of it. So while we're watching football, it'll be the last weekend of getting bombarded with political ads, and that goes for everybody in the country. God help you poor people in the swing states. I know you're really getting killed in Arizona, in Michigan, Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, and it's just bad for you guys. I get that. So it's brutal. But we're getting it bad here in SoCal. I can't imagine what it's like in states where it actually matters. SoCal is a communist state that is what it is, and it's a one-party state, so nothing really matters here election-wise. But, dude, it is crazy in the rest of the country where it's a battle and people are fighting it out. I'll be glad when it's over. I'll be very, very glad when it is over. Let's get into some actual working out news. By the way, Mean Spiral Lady still hasn't given me an update on what I've been teasing of what I think would be really cool news I have coming up for Spiral, but I got nothing from her yet. Nothing. I think she hates me, I'm pretty sure. But you can still, in the meantime, you can still use Fit10 at checkout and get 10% off, and that's anything site-wide. But I always recommend the Spiral Wave Maxes. That is my favorite shoe. In fact, I already got my fit out for tomorrow because I am a plus-size slave to fashion. And I am wearing my Spiral Wave Maxes to work tomorrow, my black and white ones. They are black with white rubber. So that's cool. The Rams got that kid, what's his name? Kua Kapakupko, whatever the hell his name is. And he not so much anymore now that he grew a beard, because he came back tonight and he had a great night. But God, he looks like my son. He looks so much like my son. You can see my son, who, when he's in this show, his show, which is Heels, which is a wrestling show, a fake wrestling show, and that is on now on Netflix, and you can watch that there. He plays Big Jim in that, and he is, he doesn't look so much like Nakua in that one as he does right now, but looks more like him. But see pictures of that guy, and I'm like, dude, he looks just like my son. That's weird. That's really weird. All right, let's get into stories about working out party people. Are you ready? Here is a University of Virginia study, and it found that vigorous exercise suppresses levels of the hunger hormone ghrelin. I'm going to call it that because I can't read and I'm dumb. But it's bacteria or hormone that's released in your gut to basically let you know when you're healthy or when you're hungry, not healthy, when you're hungry. Apparently, my body has an overdose of ghrelin, but they found that individuals felt less hungry after a high-intensity exercise compared to a moderate-intensity exercise. So if you just go in and work out all right, you're probably hungry. But if you go in and go balls to the wall, you're less hungry. There's less of that hormone in you. 8 men and 6 women in the study, they found that it was better for the women than for men. I would say you throw my fat ass in there, I throw a curve and a wrench in the sprockets, and I screw that whole study up because when I work out, the first thing I want to do when I come out of there is like, how soon can I get a triple cheeseburger in my belly from across the street at Wendy's? That's what I want to do. Because that's just immediate. Like, I want to, I fuel the muscles. Now, granted, you should, if you are at all looking for gains, you should do that. You should, they say an hour, I like 30 minutes as the window myself, to pack some serious protein in after a high-intensity workout. Pack it in. Pack it in. Low carbs, high protein. And by the way, nothing wrong with a triple cheeseburger at that point. It's the, you know, the bun's not too much. Wendy's got a great triple cheeseburger. It's amazing. And you'll get all of, and you get the good fat that you need in that, and you also get the protein. Protein is vital. I can't stress enough. In fact, I have another story about protein that we will get to here in a moment, but just so you know, if you are a lady and you work out really hard, it can help you be less hungry. Now, there is that, I know football practice and stuff as a kid, that sometimes you go so hard and you're so exhausted after practice and running and all that crap that you just want to vomit, then you're not hungry after that. So I see, if they're talking just absolute strenuous exercise, I could actually see this, you not being hungry. I would understand that. But they say less of the acylated ghrelin means less hunger. So really potent workouts are how that goes down. They say exercise should be thought of as a drug where the dose should be customized based on individuals' personal goals. And their research suggests that high-intensity exercise may be important for appetite suppression, which can be particularly useful as part of a weight loss program. Yeah, being not hungry is good. Ozempic is good at that too, unless you're me, because I am the fat ass that's gaining weight on Ozempic, and I got a massive dose right now, so much so. Here are my side effects on the Ozempic on the increased dose. It's not losing weight, because that was supposed to be it. I'm not getting the freaking weight loss, but I am getting the acid reflux, and it's usually, I dose, and then within the first 2 to 3 days, I have acid reflux. A little bit, not horrible, but I have it. Then the other side effect I'm getting is I have it's a weird gag reflex, and it happened again today. I take literally so many pills in the morning that it's like breakfast, like I'm full when I take them, and sometimes I usually just throw the whole handful in and wash it down. I've done that forever. But now that I've been doing these, like all of a sudden, sometimes I'll gag. It's the weirdest thing. And that's just since I increased the dosage on this Ozempic. And it happened today. It was bizarro. And I get this every now and then where something doesn't go down right. And then I have a gag reflex and I literally will go and barf, which is really good for weight loss, by the way. Bad for your teeth, good for weight loss. You ever see a tweaker? They got the gray teeth, and or a person with an eating disorder, their teeth your teeth fall out too as you get malnourished, and they make themselves throw up. All right, here's a fun story, and talking about fun stories of going from eating disorders to sex, and this in particular it's an Australian study, so get that with a grain of salt. Note to self: let's not go to Australia for vacation anymore. I used to think Australians was cool because they like to party. Well, apparently not so much anymore. In Australia, they polled young people, Gen Zers in particular. That's really young people. And in Australia, famous for drinking. Like, they party hard. And the new thing amongst Aussies is to not drink anymore, to really cut down on alcohol consumption. And they say there was a small spike up in alcohol consumption during the lockdowns of the pandemic. But after that, people have really cut their booze habits. And what happens when your booze habits cut? Oh, yeah. One-night stands are going away rapidly amongst young people. In fact, they say, and this is one thing, too. I didn't know this until I met some Aussies. They're super woke-ass woke. They're like really libby woke. And I didn't know that before. I always thought they were like these wild, you know, freaking outback mofos that just like to party and be crazy. And they are, and to some degree, but they're really, really woke. And now the young people are drinking a lot less. They are having way less one-night stands. And think about that. There's a definite coalition between being drunk and having a one-night stand. They have numbers on that. But they say 69% of the young people, in fact, said they had sex while under the influence. But now 51% say they prefer to have sex when they are sober. And it's for really, let's face it, I'm a man. I don't know if you're aware. I'm a man. I do not identify as a female. I'm a big, fat, old school man pig. I'm just keeping it real. As a young person, it was always to try to have sex as much as possible as a young man. And now they say they want to engage with their partner and have like romance, and they want to be into their sex, not just like bang them, I'm going to go home now. They're saying it's had a profound effect on the partnership of the people you're having sex with. Say, without the haze of alcohol, you're better able to engage with your partner, respond to their cues, and understand your own body. Yeah, young Stretch is like, I'm never going to Australia ever. Old Stretch, probably not going there either, just because I'm broke. But it was interesting. 24% of Aussies who have participated in the Casual Sex Act, once again, back to drinking. It was drinking. Casual sex and drinking go hand in hand. So, it's pretty weird. All right, then here is another one about working out and vigorous activity and what's better if you want gains. Is it to do full body workouts? Or is it to do isolation workouts? I've always really liked when I'm bulking, when I was lifting heavy and trying to bulk up. I like to lift weights every single day when I was doing that, literally at least 5, usually 7 days a week. And I would do that, and it would be isolation, like I'm going to do chest today. And then the next day might be my back or my legs or whatever. And then you can rotate it so that the muscle groups are rested, and you just train those muscle groups that haven't been trained, give them like 48 hours off after you work them. Now they're saying full body workouts are really good too. I would admit I mixed it up. Mixing it up, your body needs to be shot. If you do the same thing over and over, you will kill your gains. I promise you, your gains will plateau so fast, and they will be hard to come by for any gains. If you are really shocking your body, it's a good thing. I would highly recommend doing both. This article says to do both, and that it's kind of, I can't really say which one's better for gains. I will tell you, both are better for gains if you do both. If you do just one, you're going to have a plateau on one side of it. This article doesn't say that. This is the Fat Man Stretch, who has a long, long, long time of working out and being up and down and riding that roller coaster of fatness. And don't forget, even when I'm fat, I'm always strong. Always worked out. Always had really big strength. I'm a big dude, and I've always liked to work out and lift weights in particular. But think about it. If you're looking for gains, mix it up. Trust me on that. Mix it up. And if you want to be big, you got to lift big. That's another wise old saying from this idiot that blew his shoulder out at over 50 years old. Want to be big, got to lift big. Even though I wasn't lifting big when I blew my shoulder out, I was warming up. Then here's a, they call it a warning, and it shouldn't be a warning, that if you're a parent to young people, as I am, as many of you are, they're really into protein right now, especially young men, and they're drinking, you know, protein shakes and blah, blah, blah. They say girls are more apt to take a protein bar, but as a meal replacement, like you get up in the morning and you're going to school, and rather than sit down and eat a whole breakfast or a bowl of cereal or whatever, you just have a protein bar and run out the door. It's fine. It's fine. This article is like wanting to give you something to worry about. Like, increasingly, I tell you what you need to be known about. Increasingly, young boys that want to get size and pick up girls and think, wow, when I get all swole, all the girls are going to throw the punani at me, because that's what dudes think like. They will do steroids, and they're easy to get. Testosterone is equivalent of a steroid, and steroids you can order right now. There's not a young person alive, and don't be stupid. If your kid is suddenly getting massive gains and they're a teenager, look into that. And here are the telltale signs. They're moody as hell because dumbass young dudes that get big get ego and attitude. It's called roid rage. And they suddenly become Billy Badass that snaps at everybody and want to fight everybody. Acne, when they get acne on their back or even on their face, a sudden breakout of acne that goes hand in hand with a sudden muscle growth. They're like, man, he got big fast. What happened? Your kid's taking steroids. And there, you go online and you can order steroids. I could do it in the next 10 minutes and they will arrive at your house. And sometimes when you order them, not that I know, but you will get a letter in the mail where your package has been intercepted by the DEA and it was contraband, not allowed without a prescription, and they will seize your package. But most of the time it gets through. Most of the time. There's people that order cocaine like that. It's anything you want, you can get online and you can get it mailed directly to your house. And steroids are something that young men want because they want muscle. And what's funny, the only people that will look at you and be like, dude, you're swole, way to look, are other dudes. Sadly, sorry, chicks don't really care about muscle. I mean, chicks, well, they want a fit looking dude, just like a guy wants a fit looking girl. But more dudes are impressed by your muscles than any girls. I promise you that. So know that. Don't worry about your kid eating protein. Worry about your kid saying he's eating protein and getting massive as hell, because it will help, but it's not going to do the steroid quick growth routine that a lot of people will do. I have taken steroids, just so you know. I'm honest about it. As a young man, as a young dumb man, I did the juice, and I can tell you all those things happen. You get the back knee, you get angry, and you tend to fight. At least I did. So anyway, keeping it real deal Holyfield here. What else do I have? I think that's it. That's it on my stories today. I am freaking jacked through my workout stories. Hope you guys have a great weekend of Halloween. By the way, Halloween, another great time to have drunken sex with strangers. It really is. And it's weird. I don't even drink alcohol. I don't drink, and I'm married. I don't have sex, and I don't drink. I'm the absolute anti. I'm going to live vicariously through you people. So get your drink on and go have sex with anonymous people that you don't really know on Halloween, because that's really what it's all about. Wow, that's horrible advice. I know what I'm talking about on the working out things. I swear I do. But the other life advice, maybe you shouldn't listen to me on. I'm going to get out of here. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else.